Have you ever heard of the Constitution Congress? Are you not familiar with the execution of the Carmelite nuns of Compiègne on the 17th of July?
There's a lot of denial. And I think what I really liked about this book is Taylor Marshall's style. Like, he'll state the facts plainly, and he'll say, you know, Annibale Bogdini is a Freemason. Like, he'll just say it plainly. He won't kind of beat around the bush. And it's that directness that I think is very, a lot of people want that directness, that kind of assurance that, you know, I've done the research, and I think this is the truth, and I'm just going to state the truth plainly. Whereas his denials, I wrote this in my review as well. I think there's people who will never be convinced, even if you have 100% of the facts, just, you know, proving your point. They'll just constantly be.
Well, they're never going to be convinced because they don't want to be convinced, because then that means that their entire love affair with the clown mask and all the innovations and, you know, all the kumbaya ecumenical crap that's gone on, that it's all wrong. What do they say to people that say to them, you were out there promoting, you know, it's kind of like, you know, they have Peter syndrome. Before the cock crows three times, you will deny me. These people are afraid of the Peter syndrome. Before the cock crows three times, after much of this is revealed and the plot actually nearly accomplishes what it was designed to do, people are going to wait. Hey, wasn't that guy one of the ones that was preaching Father adoration of Father James Martin J, et cetera, et cetera. So there's fear out there that no one who would want to have been involved in something so awful as an attempt to end Catholicism. I mean, I don't even know Protestants that want that. they may secretly or sometimes tacitly wish for an end to papalatry, or to us being papists, as they call us. But they're not out there trying to wishing away for the destruction of the faith. Only the evil are doing that. And I think that Dr. Marshall's and his point, from what I'm gathering about the book, is, and look, I have heard most of what I have seen critiqued. I already have heard this. Hadn't you?
Yeah, I have, yeah.
I knew all about the papal encyclicals. I knew all about Leo the 13th and the conspiracies that he sniffed out. I knew all about Pope Pius the 10th saying that the infiltration had begun. Most of what I've read so far, that the status quo, rainbow chasuble clown mask cranks want to hang on to, this stuff has been out there. Here, was anything revealed that you didn't know before?
No, I think it was just he pulled everything together and put it into a compelling narrative. It's a short read, and it's easy for people to take in. And that people are accusing him of, writing a conspiracy theory book. And he does talk about conspiracy theories in the book, and he's upfront about talking about conspiracy theories. He's like, you know, this is a theory. This is what some people think happened. It's a conspiracy theory. But he'll say, you know, there's three different kind of possible interpretations of the evidence. These are all conspiracy theories. And then he'll do some analysis. He'll say, you know, this is what I think may have happened. I think that's legitimate. We can do that.
Now,
he's not calling the Pope a Freemason.
Okay, well, but here's the difference between a conspiracy theory and something that was conspiratorial and actually happened, okay? Did the modernist infiltrate the church? Answer, yes. That's not a conspiracy theory. That's a fact. It actually happened.
Yeah.
Are you calling... Let me go back. Are you going to sit there, Mr. Maris and this other clown, Father Longenecker, are you going to sit there, Father, behind your pulpit, and are you going to say that Pope Leo the Third, that Pope Pius the Ninth, Leo the 13th, Pius the 10th, Benedict the 15th, Pius the 11th, Pius XII, and maybe even John the 23rd, are you going to say that they were all wrong about the Masonic influence? That the assault from the Masons was inside, had infiltrated, that the modernists had taken the hill, if you will, and were actually inside the sacristies? Are you going to call the Pope a liar? And you have the audacity to say, you guys need to get out there and obey Papa Francis. I'm only saying Papa Francis is not, I'm not, if he tells me to do something that contravenes, that I must do something as an article of dogma outside of what I know to be dogma, no, I'm not going to do it. So they're basically saying, these apologists for the revolution are basically saying the previous popes lied. They didn't know what they were talking about.